From NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. President Obama is urging his counterparts in Copenhagen to agree on a plan of action for combating climate change. World leaders are trying to reach consensus, but differences remain. They're supposed to sign a pact today. Terry Schultz has more.
President Obama told world leaders he had come to the Danish capital intent on making a deal, if others are prepared too.
We are ready to get this done today. But there has to be movement on all sides.
Mr. Obama said by now the framework for an agreement should be clear and achievable. Greenhouse gas emission cuts by all major economies, a system of verifying those reductions, and financing to help developing countries. He warned nations such as China, which has been reluctant to accept a monitoring mechanism, that this element is non-negotiable for the U.S.
Without such accountability, any agreement would be empty words on a page.
Just a few hours are left to see whether this final push can produce a formal agreement. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
A White House official says President Obama and Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao have moved a step forward toward a possible climate deal. The two met for nearly an hour today, discussing emissions targets, financing, and transparency. Afterward, both leaders directed their negotiators to continue work on a possible deal. Delegates have blamed China and the U.S. for a failure to reach an agreement. Flooding is being reported in Florida, where the water is said to be knee-deep in downtown Miami. A major storm system moving in from the Gulf Coast has prompted storm warnings from the Carolinas to New Jersey. The storm could drop as much as 2 feet of snow on parts of Virginia, as Beverly Amsler reports from member station WVTF in Roanoke.
Yes, dear, it will be a white Christmas in southwest Virginia this year. The National Weather Service is predicting a winter storm today and tomorrow, the likes of which hasn't been seen in 13 years. Meteorologist Dave Wirtz says it could start with sleet or rain in the Piedmont region before it changes to snow.
But areas farther west, the foothills of the mountains themselves, and areas west are likely to see general amounts in the 12 to 16-inch range.
Workers with the Virginia Department of Transportation are putting brine down ahead of the snowfall, and Red Cross officials are gearing up in case they need to open shelters. For NPR News, I'm Beverly Amsler in Roanoke, Virginia.
General Motors says talks to sell its Saab brand to the Dutch automaker Spyker Cars have collapsed. GM says issues arose that could not be resolved and that it now plans to wind down production of Saab vehicles. GM says, however, that it will honor customer warranties. GM was previously in talks with a group led by the Swedish sports car maker Koenigsegg, but Koenigsegg withdrew in November. On Wall Street, stocks are up. The Dow is up 34 points at 10,343, the NASDAQ up 24. This is NPR News. In Northern California, authorities are keeping an eye on two buildings along a coastal cliff that's threatening to crumble. An apartment building in Pacifica has been evacuated because officials are afraid it could slide into the Pacific. The cliff has been saturated by recent storms. Police in Poland say the infamous iron sign over the main gate to the former Auschwitz Nazi death camp has been stolen. Larry Miller reports.
Polish police say the 16-foot wrought iron sign with the German words meaning work sets you free was unscrewed on one end and torn off on the other. 1.5 million people walked under that sign, who were then killed by the Nazis in the Auschwitz death camp. A museum spokesman described the theft as a desecration. Poland's chief rabbi suggested the sign could have been taken by pranksters or those with a political agenda. He said without Auschwitz intact, the world is without the greatest reminder of what people are capable of doing to each other. The head of Yad Vashem, the Holocaust Center in Jerusalem, said the theft is an attack on the memory of the Holocaust. Officials refuse to say if there is surveillance footage of the theft. A $1,700 reward has been posted. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
Legal problems are mounting for former French President Jacques Chirac. In a statement, Chirac's office says he has been placed under official investigation over allegations that the city of Paris paid for jobs in his political party when he was mayor. The statement says Chirac hopes the process will move forward quickly to show that he can be faulted for nothing. 2 months ago, Chirac was ordered to stand trial in a separate corruption case. I'm Giles Snyder, and you're listening to NPR News from Washington.